Forbes, Fortune, Time. These are among the world's best magazines, and they're all available on demand right in your pocket with the Texture app. Texture gives you immediate and unlimited access to more than 160 titles on your tablet and smartphone, tons of exclusive extras, and years of back issues. Explore all the topics that interest you, plus get recommended articles from Texture's editorial team. Right now, Wall Street Journal listeners can try Texture for free at texture.com/Wall Street. That's texture.com/Wall Street.
Hello, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal from New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. The oil market sees more and more volatility. How the latest OPEC meetings may have contributed. The Money Beat podcast addresses all that and more coming up.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Welcome to the Money Beat podcast. Paul Vigna and Stephen Grossi here with you. Long weekend, three-day weekend. Interesting things happened over the weekends. The markets, you can see what the markets are doing. They started bouncing on Thursday, and they've been basically bouncing ever since. But what's really interesting, and what we're going to focus on, is in the stock market, you can see the bounce, and it has continued through Tuesday's trading. In the oil market, though, it's a little different. And to jump into that, we have a special, what do you want to call yourself, Tim? First-time talker, long-time listener?
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. Tim Pucco, reports on energy for the Journal, is here with us. A lot of what's going on in the oil market right now obviously revolves around OPEC and this whole idea of production cuts and what the oil-producing nations are trying to do. Right?
Yeah, no, the market is very jumpy, and that is at the center of everything. You've got oil prices that have already fallen a really long way, and everyone and their brother just wants to pick a bottom. So the big hope for a springboard is that OPEC gets together, probably with Russia, and reaches some sort of deal where they all agree we have to cut back. You've seen that several times dating back months, that anytime there's chatter about cooperation of any kind, speculators jump right in, right? And prices have really big jumps.
And this was, I mean, this was violent on Thursday. On Thursday, you saw it.
Well, that was the
starkly.
UAE minister.
Right.
He made, very innocuous comments,
yes,
about cooperation, and that's it. And the market turned around.
The thing with comments like that is that they're very hard to interpret.
Yeah.
You have a guy speaking in Arabic, and then it's literally open to interpretation.
Yeah.
And in some ways, what he says fits the semi-diplomatic rhetoric that they've been speaking for months. And you could also have looked at it in a way that suggested something was about to change. He said everybody is ready to cooperate, and that is a little, he might have just been speaking off the cuff, and maybe it meant nothing, but those words in that order actually were significantly different than what we've heard before. And you saw the market get really excited today when an agreement of some kind did happen. There were a lot of people who just thought that no kind of agreement in OPEC alone could happen, let alone with Russia. So there was an initial huge burst of enthusiasm that maybe this meant something. But with, like a lot of these things, it's so conditional. You have so many moving parts. It's not even a cut. It was just a freeze on production.
Right.
Production's already at a record high. It's been growing so strongly. And so once people had some time to digest, okay, what is this deal? What does it actually mean? Is it even going to happen, let alone help? That's when things faded very quickly and have continued to fade throughout the day.
And it was also contingent on Iran and Iraq agreeing.
Well, that was the huge thing, yeah.
Right. And Iran came out right shortly after.
1 o'clock. I mean, I couldn't even finish lunch before Iran had come out and said, we're not going to participate in this. So if you can't get through an afternoon with some sort of accomplishment, then this is all really nothing. And all the people who are eager to sell this market, they've been jumping in already, and that was just more fuel for them to keep selling.
Right. So you get Saudi Arabia and Russia saying, and others, but those are the two big. And are those
right,
number one and two in the
yes,
world in terms
yes,
of production?
Yes, and they're right, essentially dueling at the top spot.
Right. So they say, we'll freeze if Iran and Iraq agree to it too. Iran says, no way, we just got these sanctions off. We want market share back. You, Saudi Arabia, why don't you cut production? Because you jumped in when our sanctions were on and we couldn't do it. You filled that gap that we had. Now that we're back, it just becomes so complicated and convoluted. And notoriously in the oil market, these guys will all agree to production cuts, to quotas, to different, levels, and then they are notorious for not adhering to what they agreed to in the first, also, right?
That's where a lot of the skepticism comes, beyond just getting them to agree. You had, I guess it was about sometime like 10 or 15 years ago, there was an agreement from Russia to join in a curtailment, and Russia never really followed through. First of all, these agreements are very rare, going outside of OPEC, and there's no history of them working. Those are two really big obstacles. But even within OPEC, there's very little history of them working. You know, the last time that they set a group quota, like the target, was 30 million barrels a day. That was late 2014. Well, they have been incrementally going over that basically from the very start, and they're already on pace. I think Simmons and Company International said today, OPEC is on pace to get to 33.6 million barrels a day of production. That's 12% over their target. Well, what their target was from not even 18 months ago. If oil prices are falling apart, if you have a historic collapse and production is up 12% in less than 18 months, a freezing that production isn't really going to solve the problem.
Right. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Money Beat. You can check the full podcast out at wsj.com/podcast.